Comedy Central is one of the most watched cable channels, home to the likes of South Park, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and Sarah Silverman. The audience is predominantly male and young, but as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, many of the programming decisions are made by a woman.
Lauren Correo is Comedy Central's Executive Vice President for Original Programming and Development. On this particular day, a group of young staffers are assembled in her spacious corner office in Los Angeles, watching a rough cut of one of the new Sarah Silverman episodes.
Excuse me, God? Hey, it's Sarah Silverman. I don't know if you remember me from the sex we had.
When she's not laughing for a living, Lauren Correo is a wife and mother of two who lives in Pasadena. She comes from a middle-class family in Rhode Island, received a BA in semiotics from Brown University, and went on to work for MTV Networks, where she helped develop The Real World. Comedy Central is a boys' club, known for some pretty raunchy stuff. So how did this seemingly normal woman end up in this powerful position? Correo thinks it's her male sense of humor.
I actually joke about the fact that I sort of stopped maturing when I became a 19-year-old boy. It's always that thing that just catches me completely off guard that makes me laugh the hardest.
White people talk amongst each other. When they see a black person in a job in a company, they say, he is an affirmative action hire.
And an affirmative action hire.
That's a lot better than saying, hey, that is homeless.
Among the programs Correo has been instrumental in bringing to Comedy Central are Dave Chappelle's show and the animated Lil Bush. She's developing shows with comedians Louis Black and Dimitri Martin. As far as finding new talent for Comedy Central, Correo says she's constantly on the lookout.
There's never a time where I don't have a script to read or a DVD to watch. I feel like sometimes I look at things that people have sent me from prison.
Lauren Correo first saw Sarah Silverman years ago doing stand-up at the Improv and is still a big fan of her provocative and often obscene sense of humor. In this episode of her show, the naive Silverman has joined a group of pro-life activists. Not understanding, that means anti-abortion.
Sarah, do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Lynch is my abortion doctor.
You've had an abortion?
Well, I've had abortions.
Sarah, how many have you had?
Three. Right? Well, the first time I was a kid, and then the second time was just not a good time for me, a lot going on. And then the third time I was just like, what?
Silverman makes some people squirm, even at Comedy Central.
And so there was a lot of discussion about the things that she said and could she get away with it. One of the things that I think the younger male demographic, and maybe even just the younger demographic, is more comfortable with than people in an older demographic are things that make them feel uncomfortable.
For its time slot, the very first episode of the Sarah Silverman program was watched by more men ages 18 to 24 than any other network, broadcast or cable. Another show Correo is proud of is Reno 911, the oddball spoof of the show Cops.
You know, I thought about joining the FBI for about 20 minutes after I saw that movie with Jodie Foster and the guy who was eating people in his basement.
Ben Garant plays Deputy Travis Jr. He's also one of the creators of Reno 911. He says Lauren Correo is one of the easiest executives he's ever dealt with because she doesn't get overly involved in the creative process and she laughs.
It's shocking how rare it is to pitch jokes to people who laugh at jokes. You're doing characters, pitching slapstick and like going all out, and you're pitching to people who are staring at you as though you're talking about astrophysics. And Lauren laughs.
I'm probably the loudest laugher in the room.
Even with a winning track record, Lauren Correo admits what she finds funny doesn't always translate into a hit TV show.
You know, somewhere in the ether, it becomes a hit or it doesn't become a hit. If anyone tells you that they know, they don't know.
In other words, you've got to trust your gut. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.